Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And on this week's episode of Like This Pod Book Club,
we think you're going to like Harleen.
Hi, friends.
Hi, everybody.
Jacqueline picked the book this month.
I did, because it's my birthday month and I make the rules.
She does. For this month. Yes, this is the month where she gets to make all the rules. So why'd you pick this book?
Because I love Harley Quinn, the end. Because I hadn't had a chance to actually read it, even though it came out so long ago, and I physically have it, and I wanted to have an excuse to sit down and read it, and so finally got to.
Okay.
So I liked it a lot. It made me happy.
I also liked it a lot.
It was some new stuff, some same stuff in a different way. It's a good origin for Harley-ish.
Mm-hmm. Different than, so if you guys have been with us for a while, you know, I've been fighting this cough for like weeks now, you guys. I wouldn't call it like a deep dive into Harley, but we did like a intro into Harley. And I got two, if not three origins, I think, in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this one was a fourth, if not either a third or a fourth.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I told Jacqueline right away, like I was like five pages into it, and I just really, really loved the art in this book.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's really, really cool. It's really pretty. There are a couple of panels that I really love. And they're both the Ivy panels. There's the one where she, like, one of the first times she's there, like, talking to Ivy, mm-hmm. and it's got, like, in the center, there's Ivy with, like, the autumn leaves around,
mm-hmm.
and then the, like, four corners, I think that one's really pretty, and mm-hmm. then they go into Arkham, and they're breaking all the bad guys out, and mm-hmm. she, like, changes and everything, it's just Ivy, it's just, mm-hmm. like, the whole page, and it's so pretty, I'm obsessed with it, mm-hmm. I love it so much.
I really loved the pages where they were, like, glossing over like the interviews that she was doing with the other villains. Mm-hmm. I just liked how like they were like set up. Yeah, like it was like a case file almost.
Yeah.
Also, we'll get into the whole, like, I want to talk about the art of the Joker because that's like a total choice. But I really liked that they just like they would like sneak little Harley things here and there. Uh-huh. So obviously, like all the like narration bubbles had the diamonds, which mm-hmm. I thought was really cute. The diamonds showed up a lot.
Yeah.
And then when she's walking into Arkham, the shadow is Harley with the pigtails and the hammer.
Yep.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah, it made me really happy. You guys, I'm still waiting for my hammer. TJ has been telling me forever that he's going to make me one. He's actually going to make me two, because one of them he has is like an actual like wooden hammer and it's heavy, and I want to like spray paint it and make it look cool, but I also want him to make me the giant like comic hammer.
Yeah,
and he is trying to figure out how to do that without making it weigh 1,000 pounds because I have noodle
styrofoam
arms.
I guess,
well, kind of, we have several things like
planned
ideas. Yeah, we just have to like actually sit down and do it, and it would help if I had a reason, so he'd be like, you have to do this by this day, instead of, oh, I just want this. So, but we'll see what happens.
Tell him that you need it for May.
We'll see. So let's talk about the Joker art, like you were talking about.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the book opens and she says, like, in this story, he doesn't have the flawed face. So, like, that is a choice. Like, that's the, and I don't know if that's happened before, but this is the first time I've seen him and his face isn't mangled.
There are a couple of them.
He's hot, first of all.
Like, yeah.
This is our smoking Joker. Like, I mean, she's hot too, but she's usually hot. Like,
right. Yeah.
This Joker.
He's real hot in this, especially like when we see him like later without like his shirt on and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No, none of this like dirty Joker business. But don't get me wrong. Like, I love a dirty Joker. Mm-hmm. But this one, it fit very well with like the aesthetic of everything. I liked it a lot.
Yes. Yes. But I liked that. Like, he was very much not like the typical, like, slapsticky,
right?
Like, Joker that I had seen in the comics this far.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't gotten into any of the like dark Joker stuff. So
yeah. It's definitely a good, like, almost a good transition if you haven't seen like the darker Joker stuff, because it's darker, but it's not that bad in comparison to some of the other ones where it's like way down the rabbit hole. Speaking of rabbit hole, I love that the Mad Hatter was the Mad part Hatter. Of this because like we all know that the Mad Hatter exists in like Batman, like that's one of the villains, but he gets glossed over so much, and I love him because hello. And the like one panel that she has where she has like the dream
and she's like Alice
stuff, and she has this really cool outfit on, but then it has the roses and everything. I'm like, yes. And then it just like explains it. It's like, I may have been looking at the Mad Hatter files for 5 hours before
that. Yeah.
So yeah. I'm like, I loved it. Yeah. I thought that was just like, because of all of them to like tie into that, it was the Hatter. Like we talk, we talked to Croc, we talked to Ivy, we talked to Hatter, we talked to
Bane,
and we talk about Scarecrow.
And we see Zizek too.
Yes. And we see Penguin very briefly.
Yes, very briefly.
Like one panel that has his face on it.
Which a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. And like, and in comparison to all of them. Oh, and nope, my brain died.
We talk about Nygma too, but I don't know that we actually see him.
No. So I liked the way that they did the Harvey Dent stuff once he has the Two-Face. Just the way that the artwork was, where it's like the Harvey and the not Harvey, where he like with the like jagged speech bubbles.
And he's hearing the voices. And
yeah. And it kind of, they kind of look like the ghosts from Haunted Mansion a little bit, because they're like blue and kind of like transparent-y. I thought that was cool.
Well, and I like, I only know, like, obviously I know Harvey Dent becomes Two-Face. I wish he wasn't so much a part of this. Like, I like the, when we get to the like inciting incident and like he breaks everybody out of Arkham and like that becomes the thing, then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm into this. I like it now. But I'm like, it took, for me, it took too long to get there. And I didn't care about that. All I cared about was the Harley and the Joker stuff. And I'm like, I'm like glossing over these pages. I'm like, I don't care. This will come up later, I'm sure, but I don't care. Like, okay, what's important on this page? But I thought it was interesting that the dark Harley or Harvey, is it him? It's the other guy.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. And I didn't know if that's like typically how it is, or if that was a choice that like this artist or this narrator made.
Happened before, but not frequently.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on where you're at in the story and in like who the author is at that moment, because there have been so many different like authors and drawers and that kind of thing. So it really just depends. I liked, there's something else that I wanted to say and I forgot what it was. I wish that there was a little bit more of like the Batman stuff. And maybe like if this continues, because I know this is just like 1, 2, 3 and it kind of just like ends after, you know, it's like a month later and then 4 years later. I wish there was a little bit more Batman stuff, just because I love the interactions between like Harley and Batman and Joker and Batman and all of that kind of stuff. So maybe we'll get more like in this art style from this same person about that, because they're just so funny. They're really just so funny, because Harley is really, really funny when she interacts with bats. No, he's not called Big Bad Harv. It's sad, Dale. It's very sad.
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes Harley like jokes with Harvey and it's
Bad Harv. And, gotcha.
Like how she calls Batman bats.
This like, is a like an origin story for Two-Faced. So Two-Face. Yeah. Not Two-Faced, the makeup brand. So she might have, if it didn't cut off. I mean, it cuts off like right when her and the Joker get together. We don't really, like, we don't even get into her becoming Harley. Like, she doesn't even get into the vat or anything.
Yeah. Well, she like does at the end. There's that last panel that
happens. We see her, but we don't see the like, we don't see it happen, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So it's fun though. I do like that she calls him Jay, like J-A-Y, to start with. Well, she says Mr. J.
Yeah, the first time she says Mr. J, and I liked that a lot.
Yeah, which, like, we all know, and then it just turns into J, mm-hmm. which is cute.
Yeah, you get no puddings.
No, and that's my most favorite.
Actually, no, you do. You get it in one of the flashes.
Is there one?
I think so. Yeah, she says, not my pudding.
Okay.
Yeah. When she's, like, in the full Harley regalia, mm-hmm. like, and she's got the hammer, and she's literally beating somebody.
Oh, yeah, because she, like, beats him in the head at the end. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. so funny. Hi, Preston.
Hi.
I do like the panels when all of the monsters, all of the mm-hmm. bad guys are coming out, and we've got mm-hmm. like Pam with all of her like vines and plants and things, and like Croc is there mm-hmm. and he's just like, rah! Mm-hmm. I think that one's really cool looking just because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the way that they don't have the Joker's face like scarred or like mutilated, mm-hmm. it's just like his back is scarred and mm-hmm. everything, which we know. His smile is that perfect triangle though,
mm-hmm.
which is just, it's the Joker. He has, you know, it's huge, mm-hmm. but it's a triangle. Like that's mm-hmm. how his mouth is, no matter how you draw him.
mm-hmm.
If you don't draw him with a triangle mouth, you're wrong.
I will say at one point you see his armpit hair and it's green and I don't like it. It's like, no, I don't like that. I don't like it.
But I think my favorite thing is that it's green like this whole time. When I'm like, did they just give him hair dye? Do they just do that while he's at Argo?
Yeah. Like we know that like his hair doesn't naturally grow green. Like
yeah, nobody's even if they're dumped in a vat of acid, your hair isn't gonna naturally grow green.
No.
Like also, you're gonna die if you get dumped in a vat of acid, so maybe mm-hmm. they're just taking that. mm-hmm. Like we'll do whatever we want.
That's
fair. Sorry,
no, go ahead, you go ahead.
I'm just gonna talk about the very last panel that we have where what? She looks all cute
mm-hmm.
As Harley, and she's got, it's very much more of the jester thing mm-hmm. like the Harley Quinn thing than mm-hmm. like the cutesy, which I love, but I also love that we have the mirrors
mm-hmm.
with Harleen like in different things, and she's like trying to get out and trying to be normal mm-hmm. and she's like, nope, I'm gonna be with him and love him and I can fix him.
Yep.
Which, you guys, we don't condone that on this podcast.
No, but we know that, you know, she's going down a path.
Yeah so
she's making some choices. Oh, I was gonna say, I really like, I mean, I know Ivy's always kind of like a morally gray character, which I feel like that about Harley too. Like Harley is not always a villain.
No, I agree with that.
But I felt like they were definitely like pushing Ivy into that like Catwoman mm-hmm. like motif that we get a lot in this book, whereas like she's in Arkham and she is a bad guy, but like she doesn't do anything wrong in this book.
Yeah. She's just like,
and she tries to help Harleen too. Like, yeah. She's literally tells her like, leave, don't get be out. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love, it's so cute. Well, there's two things that I love about this. So one of them is when she gives Ivy the like room that has the window so she can be by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so my cute. Favorite. It's so cute. And then she's in there talking to Pam. And I don't know why I keep saying Pam and Ivy. Like, I mean, they are the same person.
They are.
But for some reason, that's just what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that she is like thinking about the Joker and she's like blushing and stuff. She's like, is that because
is that for me?
Yeah. Is that for me? Because normally I have to kiss people to have that effect on them. But if you're just looking at me like, this is a whole new thing. Like, this changes everything. And I'm like, yes, honestly, if I looked at Poison Ivy like that, 100% would have that effect on me. Like, absolutely.
Worked on all your friends.
Yeah. But I just love how she's like, is this for me? Mm-hmm. Do you like me? It's so cute.
I was like, it's for me. Yes. Yes. Mine is for you.
Yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is always yes. Did not like the guy that runs Arkham. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
The bald guy. Worst.
Yeah. I don't even like that guy because I hate him.
Don't like the chick from college that got to be at the company that Harley works
at. For some reason, I want to call her Priscilla, and I know that's wrong, but she's the worst.
Don't like her.
Hate her.
Wanted more of the pharmaceutical salesperson friend.
Yeah, like Shonda or something. Yeah,
Shonda.
She's so fun. She's like, you gotta give him the money. Yeah. She's like, also your horoscope. Oh, my other favorite thing is when Harley was like talking about that. She's like, maybe my horoscope said this, and she had all these like different things. Mm-hmm. Then she goes, your lucky number is 4. I'm like, ha, same. I just thought it was cute.
Yeah. I liked it. I felt like it was a very like realistic interpretation of the course of events that we already know. Like, we know that, you know, something happens and she gets into Arkham and she's mm-hmm. interviewing the Joker and she falls in love with him. Also, guys, they totally bang on the page.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. More than like, once.
There it is.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just the once, because the second time she's going in to do it is when they break out.
Oh yeah.
They embrace multiple times.
Yes. And there's lots of like pinning against the wall in the mirror and like that kind of thing.
Yes.
So we know it's happening more than once.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's just how it works. Yeah. I will say though that I really like that panel. Like when she's like, you have all these scars and I want to fix them, but I'm going to add my own. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
And she's like, clawing into his skin and he's bleeding. Yeah,
but like this panel right here, friends.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so pretty. I'm like trying to show you guys, so it's not like, but it's so pretty. And it's the cover of that particular book, like the way her hair and everything is. And then afterwards, when she's like in her own bed at home and she's all like cute, like with her hands like over her eyes and just like smiling. It's so cute. She's just real cute.
She is. She's really cute. There's a lot of the panels that I'm like, I would like to have this, just like a print of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I really like the last page of the second book, which is the one he's got like his, I think it might be the cover or the back cover of one of the books where he's got his arms around her.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I like this one. Maybe. Hello.
That yes, one. I like that one too. Yeah.
I like this cover and then the third one. Where she's in the straitjacket, but it's also like she just had sex.
Yeah.
But like, because you can see the way that her eyes are, which you can't see in this picture, guys. You should all just look it up.
Yeah.
Like she's like staring into your soul. Mm-hmm. Almost. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. But I would get like just the like covers of all three books like framed and like have them on my wall somewhere. That would be really cool.
I know, I'm gonna buy them. I just am trying to decide if I want to buy the book or the individuals.
I want to buy the book but get the prints of the covers.
Well, you have the book, don't you?
I have the book, but I don't know if it has all of them in it. You guys, I still can't find my copy of it. Like, I don't know where it went.
If you have the one with her with the diamond eye, it should have all three copies. It should have all three issues. I think it does.
But I still want to get the covers because they're pretty.
They are. They're so pretty.
Yeah, this is definitely, I know that we already talked about the artwork, but it's still one of my favorite. Like, I love the old, like, comic style and, like, all the regular, like, drawing and that kind of thing. But this one is just, it's really, really cool and different.
There's no wasted space either. Yeah. Like, my favorite graphic novels have those, like, panels over panels. Like, I love the, like, break from the, like, white, big white borders.
Yes. Yeah, it makes it easier to, like, follow as a story instead of just, like, the comic things, which I'm used to. But if you're not used to it, then it makes it easier.
Yeah, because they don't always go left to right.
Yeah.
You got to kind of follow around the, like I'm reading, I'm still reading the Vision and Scarlet Witch one. And, yeah, sometimes I'm like, what order are we going in here, friend?
That one is a lot.
So.
Don't blame me on that one.
Yeah.
But I also like how, like, clinical this one is for a lot of it. Yes.
It gets a little dry in places because, like, you can tell they did, well, either he's a really good bullshitter or he did his research.
Yeah. But it very much shows, like, how their relationship is so bad. Mm-hmm. And so, at first, if you don't know anything, which at this point, if you don't know the actual story, like, there's, come on, friends.
Yeah.
But it's like, it could almost be where she just like, she knows that he's a terrible person. She's going to try and fix him. And, you know, that's going to have that whole toxicity. But then at the end, when Batman's like, he literally found her files and made himself this person for her. Like,
well, it's like, not only is he gaslighting her, but she's gaslighting herself.
Yes.
Like, she's walking herself 100%. down that path. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like kind of like behind her, like, you know, if she looks back, kind of being like, no, babe, keep going. But she's definitely leading herself.
Yeah. She's just, it's not slow either. She's running
down the hall,
running that direction. Not even like slightly looking back, but like running, looking over her shoulder.
like this is okay, right? This is okay.
Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, it's totally okay. Like, you're great. You're helping me. You're doing great. Just smile for me, sweetie. No. Yeah. And it really does this whole, like, you know how we all get mad when people say, oh, you should smile more. Mm-hmm. People, I mean, men. And like this whole time, he's like, it'll make me feel better if you smile.
You just smile.
And she's like, no. Yeah. And like when she first goes to Arkham and is taking her picture, they're like, maybe you shouldn't smile.
Yeah.
If a man tells you to smile, don't do it.
Tell him. F off.
I really, really like it.
Me too.
It makes me want more from this. I want him to keep like making the story in his own.
Yeah, I really want more. I'm sad that there is more that is like kind of in the style, but this is like, this arc is done. Like, he's not going, this story isn't going to continue from here. And you can tell at the end, like, it wraps up to, and she's like, because she's telling this from the future.
Yeah.
But if you were curious for more of this style, this, at least the, I think he's the writer and the artist.
I think so.
This Stephen.
Sajic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Harley Red, White, and Black, or Red, Black, and White is also him.
Yeah.
So. Which I'm going to read next.
Yeah. I'm going to add it to my list, which is never ending ever. I also like that this very much tells us, like, because everybody has their own, like, Joker origin story that they like, but there really is no Joker origin story. Like, that's the point.
That's the point.
They don't have one. And, like, he says, like, he has these six different things that he's told all the psychiatrists, plus the what he's telling these people. And this people, like, nobody knows how he came to be. Which I think is, you know, it's important for that. And that way they're not sticking to just one thing. Because I have an issue with things that do that. I don't remember what comic run it is, but there's one of them where it's like, this is the origin of the, I'm like, no, he doesn't have one.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the
whole point, friend.
Is that he's a pathological liar. Yeah. Well, I think that's what each of the movies tries to do too. Like, they're all like, we're going to pick this, except for Dark Knight.
Yeah, because he tells you a different story every time.
Every single time.
That's why it's my favorite.
Yep.
It's one of the many reasons why it's my favorite. But yeah, that's Harleen.
I'd say that's pretty much it. It's super short. Mm-hmm. Like 200 pages?
200 something, I think, yeah.
208.
If you guys haven't read it yet, like, it's free. Online, like, if you Google Harleen read for free or Harleen PDF, like, I found it a couple different places.
So
it's easy to find.
If you really want to know, you can message us and we'll tell you off air.
Yeah, we won't like put a link anywhere because that's rude.
Yeah, but also like buy the work and support the artist. We've already said Jacqueline already owns it.
I have it already.
I am planning to purchase it. I just wanted to get it read before this week.
Yeah.
So we still plan to support the artist, but
just when it's lost in my sea of books, I just had to read it somewhere else.
Yes. Alrighty. Want to go into what we read since last book club?
Sure. First, Dale said,
commented
a little while ago. He said that we should read Kingdom Come and Identity Crisis.
The one that I'm finding is a DC comic. It's not by the same guy, but it is like a Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
Ooh, Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Book. 4-issue miniseries. Okay. Which is what this is too. They're calling this a miniseries.
Oh, it looks cool. I've seen these. I haven't picked them up to like read them yet. I've seen them places for sure. Yeah, I like the way this artwork is. And then Identity Crisis.
Which I'm probably assuming is also the DC.
Yeah.
And it is a Justice League. No,
Kingdom story. Comes by Alex Ross. Got it.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like these too. These look like fun. I will add them. Add them to my never ending list.
Yeah. Well, and if you guys listened to our Geek Year in Review, I am trying to read a graphic novel or 3 to 5 individuals, like issues a month. And I missed one for March. So I've already read a graphic novel and then the Harlequin now for April. So I like started a couple in March, but I didn't. I like couldn't like settle on one. So I read 2 in April.
I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Still counts.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. So what we read in April. Do you want to go first?
Sure. I had it up and then I went away from it because I got excited about the stuff that Dale was talking about.
I know.
I still think, and maybe I didn't. I haven't said this out loud. I just thought about it. Sometimes I think I've had conversations with Jacqueline and I haven't. I think we should do a comics month. I think it would be fun.
That's not mainstream.
Yeah. Like, we'll do, like, if we wanted to, we could do, like, a Marvel week where, like, you would give me some, and then a DC one where you would give me some, and then maybe, like, a middle grade one where I could give you some.
Yeah.
And then maybe one where we have people, like, suggest.
That would be cool. So
I think so too.
Maybe think about that for a future.
I just made my Alexis hands, and you did it earlier, and I made some comments on it. You were like, watching too much Schitt's Creek. Okay.
All right. So.
So since the last time we talked, I read all of the Percy Jackson books. I had already started them and told you guys that we were reading them. I don't think I told you guys what they were, but they were the Percy Jackson books. I also read Finley Donovan is Killing It, which is super fun. It is about a divorcee, like a very recent divorcee who's sitting, she is an author and she's sitting in a Panera with her agent talking about this, murder book that she's writing, for lack of a better word. And a woman overhears her and thinks she's a hit woman and like passes her a number to like off her husband. And chaos ensues. So it's fun. It's the start of a series. The second book is out already. I haven't read it. But it was fun. I think I listened to it in like a day. Yeah. Super short.
And we were almost going to read it for book club.
We were. But we considered it.
I decided Harlene instead.
Yeah. And then I listened to Well Met, which we will talk about next month. We're going to talk about the Well Met series, but it had been a while since I'd read the first book, so I wanted to read it again. So I actually listened to it. Mm-hmm. And it's delightful. And then obviously I read the Harlene books, and I read my graphic novel for April. Technically, I guess we're going to say my graphic novel for March was The Seance Tea Party by Raymina Yi. And it's darling. The art is just gorgeous. I loved it so much. It's about a girl who doesn't really feel like she fits in with her friends anymore because they want to grow up and she's not quite ready to grow up. And she's like into like all the like dark and spooky stuff. And so she has a little like literally like a little seance tea party. And she finds out that her imaginary friend that she'd had when she was younger is actually a ghost living in her house, and they like develop this like friendship, and she helps her make friends, like other friends and the friends that she has, and then kind of like repair the relationships with the friends that she does have. And
that's cute.
And like helps you like deal with growing up, and then the ghost has like an existential crisis because she never got to grow up, and it's good, but it's kind of like pulls at your heartstrings a little bit. But I loved it. And I've been like trying to track it down for like months. And so I was really excited when I found it at Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And then later that week, I figured out, and I've already told Jacqueline this should be my what I like this week, even though we don't do that for book club. Friends, in case you were curious, if your library sucks, you can pay $50 a year and get a library card to the Brooklyn Library, which is enormous and has so much, like so many things. And so I checked out the digital version because I actually prefer to read my graphic novels digitally and go panel by panel rather than trying to like look around the book, because then it puts them in order for me. But I like to have the hard copy of them to have, because I like the artwork and I like to like flip through it and look at it. But to actually read it, I like to have the digital version, I'm realizing. So yeah. And then I'm currently still reading By a Thread, House of Earth and Blood, which is Crescent City 1. You guys, it's 800 pages. And I'm also still reading The Heartbreak Bakery by A.R. Capetta, which is very, very good. It's about I don't even know what to call this person. This person has issues with pronouns just in general. Okay. It is a female born person. They are trying to figure out like how they want to identify, because they don't even really like they pronouns. But that's just the main character. The story is about this person breaks up, their girlfriend breaks up with them, and then they are a baker at this bakery, and they make these like brownies, and what they feel goes into these brownies. And so all these couples break up. And so this person tries to like make other things to like make these couples get back together. And if you've seen the movie Simply Irresistible, it's kind of like that, like everything they feel is going into their food. And there's like a lot of other stuff going on and a lot of other characters, and I really like it. It also has a recipe at the end of every chapter, which I love. Some of them are real recipes and some of them are like the recipe for like a good day. So that is what I read or am currently reading.
Right. I like it. And a bunch of those books I'm going to end up reading too. Yeah. Guys. Like, I'm waiting for Megan to finish the Heartbreak one so that I can. And then I'm going to get the Seance Tea Party. And I'll listen to Finley Donovan soon, I'm sure. But what I read in April was the last three Percy Jackson books. Because we had to.
Yep.
I also read Hook, Line, and Sinker by Tessa Bailey, which is the second Bellinger Sisters book. And I read the first one in March. February.
Oh.
So that one was It Happened One Summer, which you should read before Hook, Line, and Sinker, but like everybody knows it's a happily ever after, like whatever. Mm-hmm. But I actually liked Hook, Line, and Sinker better than I liked It Happened One Summer. I liked the characters a little bit better. Not that I hated the other ones. I like these guys a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I finished House of Sky and Breath. Me too. You guys, I didn't want to finish it.
She was pointing it out. Like,
I don't want to know. And then I sat and like listened to the last like 20 minutes of it, just like staring like wide-eyed at work. And everyone's like, are you good? I'm like, no, like I could not work. Because I was just like, I don't know. It was a whole time. It was a time. But finally finished that one. I'm like ready to keep going. So I'm going to have to do Throne of Glass soon. I really am. But I'm giving myself a book. Dale, the first Percy Jackson series. So the Olympians that we just did our episode on.
The Greek ones, not the Roman ones.
Yeah. So like Lightning Thief, Sea of Monsters, Titan's Curse, Battle Labyrinth, and Last Olympian. Mm-hmm. So House of Time Breath. And then I listened to three more Tessa Bailey books. Fix Her Up, Love Her or Lose Her, and Tools of Engagement, which I just love the titles. They're real cute. They are part of the Hot and Hammered series.
Love that.
You guys, they were just free books that I found. And I was like, I didn't want to listen to House of Sky and Breath. I didn't want to finish it right away. And I was just like, I don't know what to read. I don't know what to listen to. I'm at work. So I just picked these. They're real short and easy. I liked them. They're cute. Mm-hmm. The last one I think was my favorite. I listened to Well Met after Megan did, mm-hmm. because I realized that it had also been a long time and I wanted to listen to it again. Mm-hmm. And then I finally listened to the first Bridgerton book.
Oh, you did.
I listened to The Duke and I.
What did you think?
It was good. I think it's going to be interesting going forward. I'm not a huge fan of this narrator, and like the way that it's recorded is kind of weird.
They're very old.
Yeah. And that's why, like, it just, you can hear some of like, not the background noise, but like the recording noise, if that makes sense. So it just, It's going to be interesting to continue, but I will continue the series.
2000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then the three Harleen books.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I read in April. And I've already, like, I'm going to finish or at least read more of the Bridgerton books because there are 1,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I want to do Finley Donovan, the Seance Tea Party, and all that. And so, and we'll have our May book to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we are getting ready to jump into show season. So, although that for Jacqueline means a lot of time in the car. So,
yeah.
But she also has music to learn. So,
it's fine. Everything's fine.
But yeah, we're doing well. I think we're both ahead. I bumped my Goodreads up to 50, but I think I told Jacqueline that I think I'm going to try to get to 100.
Yeah.
But for 50, I am. I just had that little graphic up. I'm 13 books ahead.
I am 17 books ahead.
So how many books are you at?
32.
Jesus.
I told you I would have 3 more by the end of this weekend, and I actually have 4. Well, you guys, I listened to Well Met in a day.
I did too. I did too.
So it was just like, well, it's done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to keep mine at 50. And after I surpass the goal, then I'll up it to like 75 and mm-hmm. we'll go up until I get to 100.
It's an internal goal in my head because I typed in 100 and it said I was behind and I did not like that.
No.
So I would like to stay ahead.
Yeah. So we'll see. If I pass 50, then I'll, you know, we'll incrementally up it so that yes, mm-hmm. we're keeping the goal on track, but also we feel better about ourselves.
Also, I think at the beginning my goal was 20. So I've already passed my goal. So yes.
It was either 20 or 25. I think it was 20.
Yeah. Cause I read like 10 last year. Yeah. So yeah. And I still gotta finish the Harry Potter books. Like I've read them, guys. I've read them, but I like started rereading them, and I got to Goblet of Fire, but I haven't read Goblet of Fire on. So
yeah,
at some point, gotta do those.
Yeah.
All righty. I take us out, huh?
Well, you should probably tell them what we're reading for May.
Oh yeah. So we are reading Bunny by Mona. I think it's Mona Awad is how you say it. Awad, A-W-A-D, M-O-N-A-A-W-A-D. And I'm not going to tell you guys a lot about it because I don't know a lot about it because I've been trying not to like read too much into it because everybody's like, it's a time.
Yeah.
I want to just go on the time. But I know that it is about a secret society where like a secret, like literary society where everybody calls each other bunny. And they call like their little like house, their little clubhouse is called the Smut Salon. Say no more.
Yeah.
We'll be reading it for May.
I like it. I will say I was looking at like just a couple of the Goodreads things and they're all just like, what the F?
I know. I'm so excited.
That's the tweet. Like,
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I'm also very excited.
It's going to be a time.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I hope it's going to make for good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So. Alrighty, guys. Well, if you guys want to keep talking about Harleen or anything else we read over the last month or anything that you've read, if you guys have suggestions for us, if you guys want us to do a comic book month, let us know. Mm-hmm. Or if you just want to keep hanging out with us, you can find us at Like This Pod on Instagram, Like This _ Pod on Twitter, / Like This Pod on Facebook, Like This Pod on TikTok, and likethispod.com. You can find me personally at Louder Than Words, LOWDER on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at princess_Jack on Instagram or Jack4104 on Twitter. And Jack is JACQ.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot and we really appreciate it.
We will see you all next month when we talk about Bunny by Mona Awad. Thanks for listening.